Good morning, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Sunday morning. We will begin today's week learning Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. We'll begin Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The last three words of the Amud Rav Papa Amar Rav Papa says, we are trying to figure out an Azhara for Inoy, an Azhara for going and afflicting yourself on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Hu Guv Rav Papa Amar, please turn the Amud. Hu Gufei Shabbos Ikri. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos, and we know by Shabbos Le'anash Elam Gein Hizr. We know by Shabbos that you, of course, if you get the English, of course you're going to get that. There is an Azhara, there is a warning. And Yom Kippur itself, in and of itself, is called Shabbos. So Melo, since it's Bechlal, it's included in the Geder of Shabbos, just like Shabbos, there is a Azhara if there is going to be a punishment. So too, on Yom Kippur, which is called Shabbos, there will be a punishment only if there is Azhara. So that's how we know that there is Azhara for Inoy on Yom Kippur. Says Gemara. We just had, if you remember from previous week, we just had a few terutzim. How do we know that there's Azhara for Inoy? Right before Rav Papa, we had Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, we learned Shabbos Shabbosin from Shabbos Bereishis. Not from Yom Kippur itself, of Shabbos Shabbosin. We learn now from the fact that Shabbos Bereishis, being over on Shabbos, being Mechal Shabbos, there is Azhara. So we're going to extend it to Yom Kippur. Because it says, Yom Kippur, because it says on Yom Kippur the concept of Shabbos. Now, says Gemara, L'chayr, we have a few answers over here. Now, let's just go and try to dissect it. Bishlam Rav Papa le'amak Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It is understandable Rav Papa did not say like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who learns it out from other Shabbos. Is why Dikra Diksiv Begufei Adif. Because a pasuk that is said in the actual Yom Kippur is better. We don't have to go run to another Shabbos Bereishis. We have the fact that it said Tishbisu Shabbat in regards to Yom Kippur. So that in itself is enough. However, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says we learn now from Stam Shabbos all over, why wouldn't he want to learn now from Rav Papa? Rav Papa has in it of itself Ugabi Yom Kippur. Why wouldn't he want to learn out from the same way Rav Papa learned out? Says the Gemara, he can't do. Why? Because he cannot learn now from the way Rav Papa learned out. Rav Papa learned out from Tishpesu Shabbatchem. He cannot learn now from there. Why? Because the Tanya we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, you should go afflict yourself on the ninth day of the Chodesh. Now, it says you should afflict yourself on the ninth day of the Chodesh. You might think, you would actually start and fasting on the ninth day. Tam Leimer of Erev. It says, it continues in the Pasuk, Be'erev, in the evening, by night. So now, if it says the evening by night, be'erev yachol mishtach shach, and by the way, it's all leading up to where we're going to learn out what we're going to learn out from Tishbet Sur Shabbatchem. So you might think, be'erev, if it is at night, yachol mishtach shach, mamish when it gets dark, mamish yom kippur, by night, tamalim b'tisha. Tamalim b'tisha, by the ninth day, ha'ketzad maschol m'sanim b'yayim, you're going to go and start the fast from the day, mikancha mesiv nechol ha'kodesh. So from here we see that you're ma'isif mechol ha'kodesh from the Choyal Allah Kodesh, meaning to say that you start by the ninth. You start a little before it gets dark to be Moisef on the Kedusha. Now, here's where we see that you Moisef the Kedusha going into Yom Tiv, going into Yom Kippur, mainly Al Bachinisa, Soy, B'tiyas Minayin. How do we know where Moisef and Kedusha also going out? How do we know where Moisef and Kedusha even to extend Yom Kippur to Matzi Yom Kippur a little bit? It says Gemara Tamalem Be'erev Ad Erev. It says Be'erev Ad Erev. So I guess what I'm thinking is that we're going to go and compare the Erevs. The same way Erev by Yom Kippur by night, the first night, is extending into a little bit to the Chol. So to the Erev on Yom Kippur, Matzi Yom Kippur is extending a little bit into the Chol. You're going to go a little bit after Yom Kippur is done. Now, Vainly, Ali Yom Kippur. This only teaches us Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it says, right, Erev, and it says that you're going to go and be Maisef Mechol Al Kodesh. But how do we know Shabbosais Minayin? How do we know Shabbosais, meaning on a regular Shabbos that there is a, that you're supposed to do Teisefes Kedusha, Teisefes Shabbos, Tamalim Retishbisum. It says you should rest, which extends it on, right, Shabbos, right, it says Tishbisum. So it extends it on to every regular Shabbos, that every regular Shabbos is similar to Yom Kippur in regards to the fact that you have to be Maisef Mechol Al Kodesh. Now, so this is on Shabbos. Vainly Ella Shabbos. This is only Shabbos, other Shabbos of the year. Kutishbasu, a lesson of Shabbos, Yom Tovim. How do we know Yom Tov? How do we know other Yom Tovim, not Yom Kippur, there is an Inyan to go and be Maisef Mechol Al Kodesh? Also Shabbatchem. Anytime you're resting, meaning to say, even on Yom Kippur, even on other Yom Tovim, Tishbusu Amashkim is Lashon of Shabbos. However, Shabbatchem is adding on other places, other times also. Okay, it said, Komakim Shenemer Shavos. Anytime it says Shavos, rest, then the din is over there. Maisifin Mechal HaKadosh. You should be Maisif Mechal HaKadosh. Therefore, we see over here in this Braisa, Tishbush Shabbatchem is going to extend this din of being Maisif Mechal HaKadosh to other places, to regards to Shabbos, in regards to other Yom Tovim. So that's why when we ask the question, this is coming to answer what we asked originally. We asked the question over here originally. Why did Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? Why can you learn now from Yom Kippur in and of itself of Shabbos Shabbos in regard Tish B'Su Shabbatchem L'Chayra? Why can you learn now from there? And the answer is as follows: because he needs Tish B'Su Shabbatchem to learn out something another din that what the Brisa learned out the din to be Ma'aseh Mechal HaKadosh in regards to other Shabbosos and other Yom Tovim. Says Gemara. Now, okay, Betana the Etzem Etzem, the Tana the held Etzem Etzem, meaning to say, there was a Tana that held that the Pasuk had to go and say that the fact that it says Etzem Etzem, meaning to say it says Etzem Yom Hazeh, the actual day of Yom Kippur, right, is Einish of Inoy, Einish of Melacha. So as Rashi explains, the fact that the Torah had to go be Mamayit, if you were not Moses B'chol HaKadosh, you were either Melacha or Inoy, you're the Torah had to be Mamayit you from a punishment. So from the fact that the Torah had to remind you from punishment, mashma, you remind me from the punishment. But however, there is azara, there is something wrong to do malacha and not to afflict yourself in a little bit before Yom Kippur, meaning on the ninth day. So meaning to say, the Gemara asks as follows. If we need a pasuk to go exclude me from the einish of Inoy of malacha, of Inoy and Malacha on the ninth day, mashma, of course he's Azara, of course he's something wrong. So if we learn from there that there's something wrong, why do you need this whole Braisa that taught us that there is a problem on the ninth day to doing Malacha, to doing things on the ninth day, L'chaira, why do we need this? We learn now from that Miyat from before. We learn now from that the mashma is from before. So now, it says, Marvatana to Etzim Etzim Ha'ag Tishul Ha'chayish Me'abalei, what do you see doing Tishul Ha'chaydesh? It's Pashat that you're going to, it's Pashat to do Malacha, and it's Pashat that you have to do Inoy a little bit, going into the day before Yom Kippur, of the Gemara, Mibaylei Lichtani Chia Bar Rav Midifti. You need it for Rav Chia Bar Rav Midifti. Lichtani Chia Bar Rav Midifti. It says, and this is the lashon we learn it nowadays, the best and favorite mitzvah of the year for many to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It says, V'nisim Afshah Sechem B'Tisha. You should go and afflict yourself on the ninth day. V'chi B'Tisha Mis'anin. Do you really fast on the ninth day? Well, I B'Asim Mis'anin. You fast on the tenth day. Ella Rado Lemelcha to tell you. Anybody that goes and eats on the ninth day, it's as if he's fasted on the ninth day and the tenth day. It's mamish a very very chashav zach. So that's what we learn. That's what according to that Tana learns at etzem etzem that we see from over there that there's azhara to do the azhara. Definitely that you must be meisim mechal hakodesh. What does he do with the ninth day? With the ninth day that you go and eat on the ninth day and it's ki'ilu you fasted on the ninth day and the tenth day. Says Gemara. Let's quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Achal eichlin sheni roi l'achila." If you ate eichlin, if you ate foods that are not roi l'achila, or you drink things that are not roi l'shtia, you're not going to be mechayev on Yom Kippur. Says Gemara. Some more examples. Amar Rava, kas pilpili. If you chew, meaning chew is a lashon of it's not even roi l'achila. You just chew pilpili pepper, like pepper berries. B'yamid dechaburi potter, your potter. Similarly, kas zinei gavila. So too things of you chewed ginger. B'yamid dechaburi potter, you also potter. So now, the chayyur we see over here that things are not, we're extending our mishnas, whatever, we're just giving more examples, things that are not roi l'achila, you're not going to be chayyav on Yom Kippur. In fact, Gemara may say, really, is that true regarding the peppers? Is that really true? Hayyur Meir, I mean, the Gemara says, in regards to Arla, Mimash, Hashanem, by the fact that it says in the Pasuk, V'aratam Arla, say Esperia, the Gabi Arla, that you should leave the Paris, any Adesh, Eitz Machlo, I don't know that it's Eitz Machlo, it says, V'aratam Arla, say Esperia. So why, over there in that Pasuk, if you look at that Pasuk, it says Eitz Machlo. Of course, Eitz Machlo, we're talking about Peria, talking about Paris. Elamatam Alemir, Eitz Machlo, Eitz Shatam, Eitz Arperia Shavah, we're coming to be Marbe, something that the Eitz, that the actual tree and the Paris are Shavah, are similar. Have the armor is up a pollen. to teach us lematcha shababan chayovin be'arla, to teach us something that the actual branches and the fruit are similar, taste the same. That is pepper, and to teach us that pepper is in mechayiv in arla. Now, what do we see over here? It's called michael. It's called eitz michael. It's called a peris. It's called a peris. So chayr, it's pashit that it should be. It's called achila. So chayr, you should be chayv in yom kippur. So that's Mar's question. Mar just continues from the price of ein. Vein Eretzol, and what does it teach us? Vein Eretzol, chaser kolam, shenamar leisesach kolboy. Eretzol is not chaser anything, even this balpalim, even this pepper. It leisesach kolboy, it's not missing anything. However, what do we see over here? We see a question. We see balpalim, l'chayra, is roi l'achila. I'm the gemara, l'kasha ha-bir, tivsa ha-biyabeshta. One is when it's moist. When it's moist, a balpalim, it is edible. However, ha-biyabeshta, when it's dried, it's not edible. So therefore, that price that's talking about over here, it's chayv in arla, it's a regular pre, it's a regular eight, it's a regular pre, it's a michael, that's talking about when it's moist. However, what we said over here, in our, when Rava said in our gemara, that the papalin, you're not going to be chayv in yom kippur, that is the case when it is a dry pepper. Says the gemara, another similar question. Amar lei Ravina Lemeremar v'Amar Rav Nachman. L'chayr Rav Nachman said, "Hi Himalta the Asi Mibei Hundai Sharia." This Himalta, which is some type of ginger concoction that comes from Bei Hundai, it's kashan brachin alei abayi pri adama. It's kashan and you mevarich bayi pri adama. It's not a problem of bishul akum. And l'chayr we see over here l'gabe langel in yunenu that is considered a food. This ginger concoction, l'chayr, you tell me ginger is not considered a food. And more like Asha, Abir Tifsa, Abir Beshta, same similar tariff. That price over there. That's what Rav Nachman said over there. That it's considered a food. That's by a moist one. However, by a dry ginger, when you eat it, you're not going to chayv because that is not considered right lachilo. Says Gemara, Viter, more examples. Tanar Rabban, Achal Alei Kinan Potter. If a person ate the leaves of reeds, potter, because not red achila. However, lulav gefanim chayev, the lulav gefanim sprouts up from the vineyard, meaning sprouts that go around the shoots of the vineyard. Chayev, your chayev, elain lulav gefanim. These are lulav gefanim. What are they? Amar bitzlag medala kol sha liv levay mirashan aviyam kiburim. Anything that was born with basically. Sprouted in the last about 30 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, because then it's still moist. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, that's 40 days. Rav Kanamar Kol Shoshim Yom, any 30 days, okay? I believe it's only, I guess, only 30 days, meaning not 40 days, I guess. Maybe. Tani kabas de rabitzlik madala, because then it would be dry. Tani, if it's more than that. Tani kabas de rabitzlik madala, achal akinim pater, lav gifanim chayev, elohen lav gifanim. Similarly, these are the lav gifanim, kosher liv levai mirashan vayan gimpurim. Anything's from ashan and tim kippur, meaning to say that it's still moist. So that would be the case that it's going to be chayev and yom kippur if you ate such a thing. Shasa tzira murius potter. The Mishnah said if you ate the fish brine or the fish fats, you potter. In fact, it's like tomorrow. So the fact that you have to say this, ha chaymet chayev, but lo chayra chaymet vinegar yechayev. Masis amani Rebbe. Our Mishnah is Rebbe. Tani Rebbe Aimer. Chaymetz meshavas a nefesh. Chaymetz vinegar calms a person down and it eases a person. Machmela chaymetz vinegar is going to be asin yamtiv. And this Mishnah And this Mishnah is going to be like Rabbi that holds that vinegar you give me mechay for and Yom Kippur. Darsh of Gidol Bar Menashe mi Beiri. The Neresh of Gidol Bar Menashe from Beiri, which is near Neresh, said, "Ein alachu k'Rabbi." The alachu is like not like Rabbi. And Mamela chaymetz vinegar is meant to be eaten in Yom Kippur. What happened? It's basically he was meant to say that chaymetz you're not going to be chayiv if you eat on Yom Kippur vinegar. Lashana, however, people understood the people understood this to mean that it's holy mutter. So what happened? Lashana, the next year nafki chula ama, everyone went out mazgu v'shasu chala, and they went and diluted vinegar with water and they ate it and they drank it. So they said vinegar is good and they just to dilute it. They had water and they said it's good and they drank vinegar on Yom Kippur. However, so what happened? Shomer Rav Gidol v'Ikbed. Rav Gidol heard and he got angry, he got upset. Amar, he said, "You can't take my heter to. You can't take what I said to all over. Number one, Emer Damriyana Diavet. I said if a person did it to Diavet, then you're not going to be chayiv. However, Lachatchila Mi Amri, I didn't say Lachatchila allowed to drink vinegar on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, Emer Damriyana Perta. I said a little bit. However, Tuva Mi Amri, I didn't say lot. If lot, a lot of vinegar is satisfying. A lot of vinegar is puts a person's mind at ease. I'm not going to be mechayiv then. I'm going to be mechayiv ben yom kippur. Now, furthermore, emad amri ana chai mazuk miamri. I said when it's undiluted, when it's chai. So memela, then it's not considered roi lachir or roi l'shtia. However, mazuk miamri, if it's diluted with water, did I say that you're not going to be? It's okay to be eaten on, to be drunken on yom kippur. It's not going to be. So memela, what I said was not applicable at all to you people. And Meili got upset because I did not say it's mutter to drink that such a thing on Yom Kippur. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Yashikayach, have a great, phenomenal, amazing day.